in this chicken house.
Okay, and would you describe a chicken house, a typical chicken house?
Well, now, a typical chicken house, now you're getting way back your own way, just going out of fashion. Chicken house this day in time is a big manufacturing plant.
Yeah,
there's
6,000
of them in there, and it's...
Well, what about in the old days?
Well, the old days, they roosted in trees lots of times, or they had a little place... there wasn't many chicken houses.
Mm-hmm.
The chickens ran out. We used to have one thing, and just playing about half big of this room, I guess, and had perches in there for them to sleep on.
Mm-hmm. Or did this have walls on it, or was it just
shut
them?
It had walls.
Uh-huh.
And so he could shut them up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually had a wire, did have a wire front, so to get plenty of air.
Mm-hmm.
But those things, you won't find a farm flock of, just a home flock of chickens. I don't bet, I imagine not as many as 25 of them in the whole county now. Farmers buy the chickens in town, just like everybody else.
Uh-huh. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to have?
School bone.
Okay. What's the word for the insides of a pig that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What's the word for just the intestines? Or is that what chitlins is?
I just personally, I'm not a chitlin addict. I don't know what part of the whole thing that around here, they call them guts.
Uh-huh. But they don't call them that when it becomes food, do they?
No, it's chitlin. They uh-huh. Folks that like them, they brag on them mightily, but I never did eat them yet.
And that you never feel to me, but what do you call the time when animals are given their food?
The time, feeding time.
What's the call to cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
The call from? Soup cow, somebody, you know, that's the time there again, you don't call too much, but.
Okay. And to make them stand still during milking?
It sounds like it's just like saw. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how you spell it, but that's.
What's the call to horses or mules to make them go to the left when they're plowing?
You know, we get mixed up with G a whole lot.
But anyway, what is one way and what is the other? Okay.
I think horse is, till you're right, and gee, left, but I'm not sure. You've got to look at it if you want it.
Okay. What's the call to horses to make them come in from the pasture?
I don't know.
Okay. People have a whistle for them?
Yes, they do whistle for them.
Okay. What does a person say to a horse to make him start moving?
Get up.
And to make him speed up?
I don't know. That same term, I would guess. It's
okay. What does a person say to a horse to make him stop?
Whoa.
And to make him back up?
You just pull him back up.
Okay. What's a call to pigs at feeding time?
The call of pig, I guess.
What's a call to sheep to get them in from the pasture?
I just don't know.
There's just not that many sheep around, are
there? No, we don't have. I don't get to have a flock of sheep any kind in there.
Mm-hmm. What's it called to chickens at feeding time?
It's called chickens. Chick, chick, chick.
And to get a horse ready to take him out, a person has to what him?
Getting ready to hitch him up, you told me.
Okay. The things that a person holds when he's driving or plowing are called?
Around here they're called lines.
All right. And what does a person hold when he's riding on horseback?
Reins.
And he puts his feet in?
Stirrups.
If two horses are plowing, the one on the left is called. Do you have a term for that?
I don't know.
All right. If a person is talking about the distance of a neighbor's piece of land, he might say, oh, it's not far, it's just a little...
A little way.
And if it's a great distance, he'd say, it's a...
A long way.
Pencils are not hard to find. You can find them almost...